Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, we, as you will know, are giving away an awful lot of our Opinions Matter reusable coffee cups. They're great. Everybody wants one. They're a lovely orange colour. They have our Opinions Matter logo on them. And we're giving away loads of them. So, if you'd like to win today's one, stay listening to this episode. We'll have a question at the end. But let us give away yet another Opinions Matter travel mug.
Hello.
Can I speak to David, please?
Adrian, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, thankfully.
So you might be able to work out why I'm actually calling you. You recognise our number, obviously.
I do indeed.
Well,
of course.
I have good news for you. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Can you remind me what Jeremy was selling out of the boot of his car?
He was selling a pram, or better yet, a double buggy.
That'll do. That's exactly right. Dave, well done. Whereabouts do you live?
Ballybrack, Adrian.
No better place to live.
Kip.
All right. Who said Kip?
Kip.
Don't mind him. Dave, if you hang on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details and we'll get that travel mug out in the post to you.
Brilliant stuff, Adrian. Thanks a million.
Now, your chance to win an Opinions Matter travel mug or reusable coffee cup or whatever you want to call it at the end of this episode. So what do we want to talk about on this episode of Opinions Matter? Lads, most antisocial behaviour and crime happens in council slums. Is the start of a message that we got from a guy called
Josh. Not our words, by the way.
No, not our words.
People are going mad over this when we posted it on our social media.
Not our words. Josh is his name. Blame him.
So Adrian is literally
reading Josh's words. So, lads, most antisocial behaviour and crime happens in council slums. I know because I just moved out of Finglas finally 6 months ago. All the crime is carried out by locals, drug dealing at the back of my house, kids from the road, elderly people being verbally abused by locals, Indian delivery driver is being abused daily, vandalism, ... Do you want me to go on? My point is, cesspits like this, council areas, should have CCTV on almost every lamppost. Half the shit that I had to put up with would not have happened if there was CCTV to catch the vermin. That's people he's referring to.
No vermin, to be fair enough.
Just my opinion. Want to debate this? Asks Josh. And he says, P.S. I'm so glad I got out of the Kip. So Josh didn't like Finglas and he's glad to be out of the
Kip. First of all, if you're from Finglas, is that a fair representation of what the area's like? I mean...
Then he says, drug dealing out of the back of my house.
Kids on the road.
I believe that. Elderly people being verbally abused by locals.
That.
Indian delivery drivers abused daily. Vandalism, ... Do you want me to go on?
Yeah, I'd believe all that.
And Josh believes that the solution to antisocial behaviour and crime, which he claims happens only in council slums, would be solved by having CCTV on nearly every lamppost.
You see, here's the problem about the people that carry out all this antisocial behaviour in the likes of Finglas. And I think he is fair to say antisocial behaviour does happen more times in council estates than... And this is not a dig at council estates. Don't start coming at me with council estates. It's a fact that antisocial behaviour happens more often in council estates than it does in non-council estates. Okay? So that's all I'm saying. So why would you not... And I'll talk about my area in a few moments, but why would you not want CCTV to stop this shit happening?
Well, do you think it does actually stop this shit happening? Do you think it will prevent crime?
It did in our area. So in our area, up until about 3 years ago, we had a crime going on. And it wasn't actually from the locals. There was a traveller gang, actually, who were coming in regularly in a van and robbing bikes. And they were caught robbing bikes. And they used to go down into the underground car park. They'd have bolt cutters. They'd literally open the back of the van and throw a load of bikes. I had my bike robbed twice from this traveller gang. They were a traveller gang. The guard said they were a traveller gang. And we, all the residents, got onto the management company and said, we want CCTV put in and take it out of our... the thing you pay every year, what's it called?
The management fees.
And it was debated anyway. And they decided to put in CCTV. Since CCTV has been put into our area, it's completely gone.
Bikes being robbed.
No, the signs up that say, you know, CCTV, if you come into this area, you are going to be on camera. And it just doesn't happen anymore. There hasn't been a bike stolen there since the CCTV. And you know why we don't have a problem with it there? We don't have a problem with it because none of us are committing crimes. The only people who could possibly, and I know you disagree with me, mm-hmm. the only people that could possibly disagree with this idea are people that are causing or that are carrying out crimes, that are dealing stolen goods out of the front door of their house. Maybe they're dealing drugs out their back garden. Maybe their little young fellas are out robbing cars at night. What possible reason could you have against wanting CCTV in your area?
It's an invasion of your privacy. Yeah. I don't want to be spotted going into my house, going out of my house.
Well,
I don't want people.
You are already on the Ring. Do you have Ring app?
No, yeah. I don't have the Ring app. You know.
Well, do you know? Well, no. Most people in our area have the Ring app, so you're on camera as soon as you go out the door anyway. So what would be the issue?
I just think it's, firstly, it's branding an area. If I drove into your estate and I saw CCTV everywhere, I would think this is a crime-ridden kip. That's why they have to have CCTV up there. It literally gives the image. Gives the area a bad image. No, it's a bad name. It does.
In our area, the cameras are they're not.
But you're after saying if I drive into your estate, a sign will tell me I'm on CCTV.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That would make me think, oh, what a kip.
But the cameras in
an absolute dive.
No, it's not a dive. The cameras in our estate are those 360 cameras. You know, they just look like black balls.
Yeah,
you
know, I know the type.
And they're brilliant. They pick up lots of stuff. But the point is, it has stopped the crime.
But again, I think to install CCTV gives an area a bad image, a bad name.
No.
It does.
Gives an area a bad name. The scum that live in an area give an area a bad name.
If I drove into your estate and I saw the sign saying you're on CCTV and I see the cameras up on the lamppost.
Our area doesn't have a bad name. The property has never been better.
I would get a bad image of that. I would think, oh, geez, there must be lots of crime here.
You look at the amount of criminals that are caught on Ring apps. You often see photographs on Facebook of someone trying to rob a car. In fact, there was only one up 2 weeks ago from, I think it was a house near Belgard, and there was a fella trying to rob the car from the front garden, and his face was literally captured on the Ring app, and that's how he was caught. So,
okay, but if you're saying everybody has the Ring app, then what's the need for CCTV?
That's not the same your Ring app. But no, not everybody in our estate has the Ring app, and that only covers the front of your door. But I'm saying once you drive into our estate, you are on CCTV. Your reg is on, your face is on, if you haven't got it covered. So we're pretty much locked down, and that's the way we're happy.
I want to be able to go out about my daily life.
Ah, you can.
It's different having CCTV on streets in city centres.
Are you dealing in a bag of white out of your car?
No, obviously I'm not. My issue is where you live should not be under constant surveillance. It just shouldn't. It's horrible.
How come none of our neighbours complained? Not one neighbour, by the way, complained about the...
I'm surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I really am, yeah.
Maybe it's because they're not...
If I'd have been one of the neighbours, I would have complained.
Maybe it's because they're not criminals and they're not doing anything criminal out of the house.
Where you live should be free of CCTV.
No, absolutely not.
It should be your palace. It should be your home. You shouldn't have to have it constantly monitored from the street.
There were people trying to come into our palace and rob our bikes, and then we got rid of them.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get your opinion on this. According to Josh, he believes all council estates, he's very specific about this, all council estates should have CCTV because all antisocial behaviour and crime happens in council slums. His words, not mine. This is Mark.
Of course, it would be a great idea to have cameras in places like that. It might cut down on the crime and antisocial behaviour, but courts need to actually start punishing people who do commit crimes and antisocial behaviour. That's the main issue. People know they just get away with it. Also, talking about privacy, we have no right to privacy in public, so no, it's not an invasion of privacy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
I just want to refer back to Mark's message that I read, that I played a moment ago, where he said you've no right to privacy in a public place. I would argue that outside your front door, as you're heading to your own home, your little castle, should be private. You shouldn't be monitored going in and out of your house.
Well, the company that monitors the CCTV in Aerostate only will hand over footage. Like, they're not going to hand over footage, Adrian, if you say, I want to see what time your wife came home at last night. She said she came home at 11. And
but it would be there.
It would be there, but they will not hand it over. They will only handed over on request from the Gardaí. So.
Somebody's watching it, though. Somebody is watching it.
So what? What are you in the garden?
The coming and goings of people's houses.
What,
no,
you in the garden? Just, are you in the garden in your underwear or something?
No. It's just disgusting. I think it's a horrible invasion of people's privacy. I really do. Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this? Do you think that CCTV should be installed as a matter of course in council estates?
I do. I actually, first off, I don't think council estates should even exist. I'm not saying affordable housing shouldn't exist. I'm saying there shouldn't be all collaborated together, because that's just greens for crime in general.
Why is that? Now, by the way, council estates, as we've traditionally known them, are becoming less and less of a thing because of the way in which people are being assigned housing. Councils aren't building large estates anymore.
Say the estate I grew up in, half of the houses now would be privately owned, as in the person who had them from the council either died or they sold it, and then they have private people living in them. But if you look at Finglas, Adrian, Finglas is a council estate area.
A lot of the houses in Finglas have been privately bought, so it's not all. But I take the point you're making, Danny, about large-scale council estates.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with council tenants in an individual case by case. I was only on there a while ago saying how, you know, people were giving out about affordable housing and they were saying that it shouldn't be in a private estate. And I fully argued and said, like, a nurse could be qualifying for a council home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yep.
It's not that those don't work. My thing is, like, it shouldn't be, like, social housing shouldn't have this big yellow sticker on it that screams social housing, because what happens is people lose respect for the property and you have all this go on. And
but I would argue that, this guy, Josh, did live in Finglas and he wants CCTV all over all the estates in Finglas. I would argue that that just makes, it gives it an even worse name, a worse image, a worse reputation, because the place is littered with CCTV cameras.
But I think everywhere should have CCTV. I think on every street there should be CCTV. There should be CCTV at the playground. There should be CCTV everywhere. And the only people who have a major, major problem with it is those that are hiding something and don't want to be seen doing something.
Well, I have nothing to hide. Now, I don't live in an estate. I live out in the countryside. But so it probably wouldn't happen where I live. But I used to live in an estate. I would not be at all happy with having a CCTV out, looking at me going in and out my front door. I just wouldn't. I think it's a horrible invasion of your privacy.
But when you get in your front door, Adrian, then you do what you like. Do you know what I mean? I know, like, some people may have that opinion that they don't like it, but it's safer. And it does deter people away from doing antisocial behaviour and from crime. It's just proven, you know, like, if you're under a camera, you're going to be more, you know, cooperative with what you should behave like in public and within your setting. Like, it just, at the end of the day, it's obviously going to affect more people that are into drug dealing and, you know, doing things that they shouldn't be doing from the home. Like, there's those people running businesses from council homes, by the way, and they shouldn't be. And they're the people that would complain. People selling
and that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Whatever about catching drug dealers or whatever, but somebody who's, you know, doing a bit of ducking and diving and running a small business out of his house,
there's a fella,
he shouldn't be monitoring. He shouldn't be on CCTV.
There's a fella myself and Adrian know from Crumlin, Danny, and we've known mm-hmm. him for years, and he's a wheeler dealer. And if you go into his house, it's literally full of knockoff gear.
Now, and do you think
literally his front room?
Do you think it is right it looks that like, the Gardaí would be able to track
like
him down?
It looks like Del Boy's flat.
It does. It looks exactly like that. Yeah. Do you think that the guard should be able to look at that CCTV and see him going in and out the house?
Absolutely. If he's selling knockoff gear from his front room,
I'll be honest with you. The guards are not going to be that interested in him. They're not going to take a load of time to take the fella, the Del Boy, up the road. They're more interested in the cocaine.
And I understand that, but here's the thing. If you put in CCTV, mm-hmm. it's not going to solve the cocaine dealer issue. It's just going to make them cleverer. They'll wear masks on their face if they're selling or whatever. They won't be caught, is what I'm saying.
You never know. It'll stop it from happening on that corner, which will stop maybe the kids getting wrapped up in it. Because what happens is, Adrian, you've got 12-year-olds that are out on the streets and, you know, their moms and dads don't have the money for the Nike tracksuits and the Under Armour runners and all whatever you have, right? But then these kids are out on the street and they're looking at these other older kids that are maybe 15 and they're getting involved in things. And then the 12-year-old becomes more attractive because they're smaller and more vulnerable and, you know, they look up to this and they're willing to do anything. And that's how they get trapped and roped in. And before you know it, they're on a Suron bike and they're delivering gear all over the place and they can't get charged like an adult. So that's why they're used.
So what's the point then? What's the point in having CCTV? Let's look at antisocial behaviour and gangs mm-hmm. of young fellas hanging around causing mayhem, okay? And I know it's a huge problem. What would CCTV do to deal with that? All it'll make the young fellas be cleverer and cover their faces better.
They'll forget after a while. They forget. When until we discussed this topic today, I had forgotten that there was CCTV in our estate. Completely forgotten. It was when but it was when we got that message from your man. I was like, oh Jesus, we have that in our estate. We got that in 3 years ago. You forget these things. It does cut down on crime, Adrian, because
I don't believe it will. I believe it won't stop a thing.
I'll give you a better one, a personal experience. I had CCTV on a house I lived in before. And I mean, I had it everywhere, right? The area was lovely and quiet for years. And then the last kind of 3 years, it just became chaotic again. And newer kids trying to make a reputation for themselves, that kind of crack, right? So I had CCTV, I had a dome camera, I had everything, you name it, had it all. And my reason for that was experiences from before that led me to say, right, I need CCTV around the house. And this guy and about three other little cronies with him, they came round with a ladder, climbed up and ripped off the camera off the wall. Now, they couldn't reach all of them, but they ripped off one. They didn't have a mask on and they were having a full-blown conversation, not even comprehending in their little minion brain that the whole thing recorded and had audio right up until it got disconnected, which I had on my phone. I was in the house at the time when this happened, so that's how brazen they were. But I was able to hear and see everything that they were saying right up until it got disconnected. So I know who they were. I know where they lived and I know their parents.
Okay, but what were you able to do with that information?
Well, I was able to get the money returned of what the cameras were worth. I didn't bother replacing that camera. I just took it as, you know what, it's not wanted here for what's going on. I didn't replace that particular camera, but I kept the ones that were really focused on my internal private property. The dome camera, I didn't actually request it, by the way. The guy that was installing it just did that there. He had it and he was like, I'll give you this as well, blah, blah, blah. I didn't pay extra for it, so I didn't give a crap about it. But what my point is, it did point out to a further depth, which I actually didn't require. But these guys were freaked by that camera because they knew that they could be caught doing other things. And obviously it worked before.
But, okay, you believe that we should have CCTV in every housing estate all over the country?
Yeah. Yeah, regardless of whether it's known for being a rough area or a quiet area, I don't think it should be labelled and stamped like that. I think it should be just everywhere. Because it's, you know, it's safer for kids as well. Kids get abducted, kids get attempted abduction. It's a whole range of things that it would be helpful for.
All right, stay there for a second, Danny. Again, I think it's literally is Big Brother watching you. I think it's a step too
far. Big Brother's watching. If you walk down any street, if you can't walk one end of the O'Connell Street to the next.
That's fine. It's not where I live. It's not where I live, okay?
No, everybody wants to know what illegal activity you're doing out of your house.
I'm not doing any illegal activity out of my house, obviously. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, the original message from Josh said we need CCTV in all council estates.
And by the way, Adrian, who does this podcast on camera every single day, automatically and all of a sudden hates cameras. He doesn't want to be on camera.
That's what he said. I don't want one outside my front door.
No, you just want to be on the camera. Shut off the camera there, Adrian, will you?
No, stop being so stupid. I'm doing this voluntarily. I'm agreeing to do this. I don't agree to be filmed when I walk in my front door. That's the point. Sorry, Jess, go on.
But it's not at your front door.
On a lamppost.
It's like to be on the corners.
Yeah, on a lamppost pointing down the road and covering my house. I know, I don't want people knowing who I'm going into the house with, where I'm going to, what time I come home at.
You're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about, do you? You're not doing anything wrong, so you have nothing to worry about.
No, I'm not doing anything wrong, but I still don't want people knowing.
There you go.
I still don't want somebody, because somebody somewhere is able to see that CCTV. I don't want them knowing my business, basically.
What business?
You sound like a paranoid freak, Adrian. No. You sound like a paranoid freak.
I don't want them to know my business.
What business are you talking about?
When I come into the house, when I leave the house, who's in the house with me, I don't want anybody knowing of my business.
But that's not business. Sorry.
You're not upset and shady. What's the problem?
Oh, he's terrified that he'd be caught on camera coming back with a shopping bag from Tesco's. What are you worried about?
I just don't want people knowing where I go and where I come from and what time I get home.
I know the Evening Herald would be all over that. Adrian Kennedy shops in Tesco, caught on CCTV.
They're not going to be sitting there with a pad and paper going, oh, he went out at 10:01, he's back at 10:30. They're not going to do that.
I don't want anybody having any information about when I come to my house and when I leave my house. I don't want the
paranoia out of you. I'm actually saying to you, Adrian, the paranoia out of you.
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with paranoia. It's to do with... And I firmly believe, and like I said,
Jeremy said, these areas brand themselves. I'm sorry, they've no one to blame but themselves. These areas cause problems for themselves. So what's the problem putting more CCTV up? But if you put more CCTV up, we need more guards.
Danny a moment ago said we need CCTV everywhere. Jeremy told us earlier on he has CCTV in his estate. If I saw the sign saying CCTV, I would think, there's a lot of crime in this area if they have to put up CCTV.
You wouldn't think that.
You would?
You take one walk into our station, you'd know it's not a crime area because literally flares aren't pulled up. There's not burnt out cars on the side of the road. There's not caravans in the front gardens.
There's still a sign saying CCTV. The only reason CCTV was installed in your estate was because you had crime in the area.
Not from locals. It was a traveller.
Doesn't matter where it was from.
A traveller gang coming into the estate.
Is that the reason that the sign went up and that the cameras went up? That there was crime in the area. That stuff was being robbed and everything else. Yes. That just gives a bad image.
And Jeremy, is your area bad now?
No, absolutely not.
Well, there you go. There you go. Point proven.
No, I don't want to be spied on.
I don't. But
you're not getting all of this stuff.
I don't want to be spied on. I want to be able to come and go
Jeremy, I never say this. How do you put up with him?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say this. How do you put up with him?
But I don't know. He's obviously trying to cover up something because...
I'm not trying to cover anything.
Because I've explained to Adrian, and I'll explain to you again a bit slower.
Why are you shitting your boxes, sir? Why are you getting your knickers in a twist?
Well, firstly, it's not an issue because I live out in the sticks and there wouldn't be cameras outside my house anyway, okay?
Do you have a problem walking past people's ring doorbells? Because you know when you walk past them, you get a notification there's movement outside your door. So you're walking past them. Do you have a problem with that? They're catching you walking by.
I'm not mad about them, I'll be honest, but there's not much you can do. That's on somebody's own private house that they have that installed. We're talking about installing CCTV on
You seem to have a problem with cameras in general by the sounds of it. You seem to have a problem problem with cameras in general. You don't want the CCTVs. You don't want Ring doorbells. You just sound like a paranoid freak.
No, it looks, there's nothing I can do about Ring doorbells. Yeah? There's nothing you can do about it. It's on somebody's private property.
No, but I've
explained
it's
not on
you.
The lamppost outside the house.
Adrian, I've explained to you already how this happens. In our estate, if something happens, so say for instance, this is how it happens, Jess, because Adrian's not getting this. The elevator's not going to the top floor. If my car was vandalised tonight, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it was broken, the window was broken and something was taken out of the car, yeah? Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
I ring the Gardaí and I say my car has been broken into. Can you request CCTV footage from the 5th of October or whatever between the hours of 8 and 11 p.m.? They get onto the management company and then they do it. So if I rang up and I say, by the way, Adrian Kennedy, my neighbour from next door, was out doing the garden the other night with his underpants on and a hard on. Literally disgusting, disgusting.
Mm.
Can I get CCTV footage of that? They would tell. They only issue.
You're not listening to the point.
They only issue CCTV footage if it's reported to guards that a crime has happened. What crimes are you doing?
And that's fine.
What, did you download a song for free or something like that?
No, that's fine.
Jesus,
but I don't
Christ.
Want anybody looking at the CCTV. Oh, there's Kennedy in his front garden in
Jess,
his shops.
I don't know. Do you, when we record this podcast, do you watch it on Facebook? Do you watch it on Facebook, Jess, when we're recording this? Do you?
When I can, yes.
Yeah, just stop looking at Adrian. He doesn't want you looking at him.
No. There's a difference. I am voluntarily sitting in front of the camera here.
Adrian, as I said, and I will keep banging this drum, I will die on this hill, but you're not going to get it, as Jeremy said, the list isn't going to the top floor, which is to say, if you have nothing to worry about and you're not doing anything illegal, what is the problem?
It is invading my...
Your paranoia is getting to you.
No. It is invading my right to privacy.
Particularly with the greatest
where
of respect,
I live.
Particularly
where I live.
Way out of that.
Stay with me for a second, Jess. Our number is 0858252626. What?
You went on a holiday, was it this year? You went on a cruise holiday.
I did earlier on in the year. Yep.
I've been on a cruise holiday before.
Yep.
You cannot walk 2 feet on a cruise ship without being videoed. Literally.
Yeah, but I don't live there.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen me?
I'm in somebody else's building. I'm in somebody else's ship.
Yeah, but even when you're walking down towards your cabin
I'm aware of that. But I don't own it. I don't.
No, but I'm just saying, why didn't you cancel the holiday? Because you don't want to be recorded. Why didn't you ring...
I don't want to be recorded outside my own house.
But you were every inch of your life is recorded for when you were on that cruise ship.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but
it literally was.
That's fine because I'm in somebody else's property. Yeah. A cruise ship is owned by somebody, a company. They have a right to.
But why would
to
you
protect have, their own?
Why would you have booked a holiday on one big CCTV? That's
because
not a cruise ship.
You're totally missing the point.
I'm hearing you.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this.
Adrian stealing stolen goods out of his house. It's not funny. You obviously are.
Hey lads, good topic. I live in a private estate and there's one camera, those little ball cameras Jeremy's talking about, I think it goes 360, and it's just opposite the shops at the main road, right? Because scroats tend to hang around the shops, don't they? Does it stop crime? I wouldn't say so. But what it is good for is if something happens, you can retrospectively go back and look at it. Because even if there's a crime committed, if you ring the fucking guards... It'll take about fucking 7 hours to turn up anyway. But this lady that's on now, it should be on every street, it should be in the playground, it should be here, there. Where do we put all the screens? How big do you think a fucking police station is?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
This conversation was sparked by a message we got from a guy called Josh. And Josh has moved out of Finglas, he says, finally, 6 months ago. And he said, all the crime was carried out by locals, drug dealing at the back of my house, kids on the road. He goes on and on and on and on about antisocial behaviour and everything else. And he says, council areas should have CCTV on every lamppost. Half the shit that I had to put up with would not have happened if there was CCTV to catch the vermin. That's what he said. And he says, most antisocial behaviour and crime happens in, and again, his words, council slums. Deck, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Deck?
How are you, Adrian and Jeremy? How are you, Squid?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
It probably won't stop crime as such, but I think it's like a safety thing, you know what I mean? As your last caller, if that happens, say somebody gets attacked or a car gets broken into or vandalised, you know what I mean? You can catch these punks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't make... my feeling on it is, say, for example, if... Dublin City Council decided to install CCTV in all their council estates around Dublin, yeah? Say that was to happen. That really gives off a very bad message about council estates.
Well, not all. I think all estates, private estates as well, you know what I mean? Because it will stop some of the crime unless they find the blind spots, you know what I mean? Well, like, it's happening every day. I'm not saying it's only happening in council estates. It's happening in private estates as well. You know, kids, you know, they're acting the you know what. And like, I know it's a different generation.
Do you think it would act as a deterrent? I don't. I think they just become clever.
It would stop the vandalism. You know, it would stop them hanging around. Because if you know there's a camera there, you're not going to be hanging around the camera, would you?
You might. You'll just cover up your face a bit better.
No, okay, yeah, fair enough. They could probably smart enough they can cover their face. But at least if, like, you know, as I said, if somebody vandalised, or say, for example, somebody got stabbed outside your hall door or whatever, your front gate, that CCTV can pick up and say, well, okay, well, at least we know who stabbed the guy or whatever, or shot the guy or whatever. You know what I mean? I think it's a safety merit, and it probably would work to an extent. And I think it is a good idea, and it's not just the council estates, it should be in all estates all over the country, nationwide.
And what about the argument that it is an invasion of your privacy?
As I said, if you've nothing to hide, you know what I mean? Sure, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? I would feel 100% safe. If I know there's a camera outside my garden or whatever, face of my house, and at least I know if anything does happen, I feel safer, 100% safe.
Okay, so you would you'd be quite happy to have a CCTV camera looking at your house?
100%, because at least then I know that I feel safer. I'm not saying we're 100% safe, but I would feel that 90% safer. Obviously there's a 10% risk where somebody can still break into your house or whatever, but you know, at the end of the day, I would be 100%, and if there was if they done a thing where you sign for it, I would be on that list 100%.
Okay, so if you had to sign consent to have a CCTV camera opposite your house, you'd have no problem doing that?
Yes, 100%. As long as you were not doing dodgy dealing, I would have, you know what I mean? No problem.
Jeremy's going on about I'm doing dodgy dealings and anything. No, I just don't want...
I'm actually joking, but...
No, I just don't want to be... I know when I'm on the streets, when I'm out in Dublin on night out, yeah? I know there's a camera on every second street corner looking at me. That's fine. It's completely different when it's my own private house.
But Adrian, what's the... Like, there's cameras all over Dublin, right? But why do you... Obviously, you're not happy if there was a camera outside your house. Like, would you not feel safer?
No, not really, no.
Well, here, let me just read out a report, guys. This was ran by News Talk last year, a reputable news service, yeah? And apparently... In Dublin City, there's only 200 working cameras. Most of the cameras aren't even working. But it says, because so many are broken, it says that low-level CCTV has contributed to rising crime levels. So there is a connection.
You're not on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah, so you're not gonna commit a crime if you know you're on camera.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But again, I just think having CCTV in housing estates... is just giving a bad image. Again, I'll go back to yours.
No bad image. My estate, the property's going for higher than it's
if
ever
I
been.
If I drove into your estate, I would think, oh, they've obviously crime here. They've had to put in CCTV. I would. That's exactly what I would think. And I think most people are the same. Stay there for a second, Deck, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you guys, man?
By the way, before he even opens his mouth, it's going to be the the council estate chip on the shoulder. Watch. Yes.
Not to talk. I've no chip. We come here, Jeremy. I can leave my kids' bikes outside, and we don't have cameras.
Is the council estate?
Yeah, 100% council, all council houses. I don't want to live in a surveillance state. I really don't.
So you live in a surveillance world as it is.
I know we do. And is it any less safe?
Oh, here we go.
Is it any less safe? Looking at the amount of crimes that are going on now, you're more likely to be robbed walking down the fucking street now. You're more likely to be stabbed as well now over in London walking down the street. I don't want to live in that. I just don't.
Okay, the report says that I read out, I don't know if you were listening, that CCTV cameras being broken in the city has contributed to rising levels in crime. So the less cameras...
That hasn't contributed to a rising level of crime. What's contributed to a rising level of crime is a breakdown of fucking society, a breakdown of family values, a breakdown of moral values. People don't give a shit anymore about anybody.
Okay, CCTV does not stop crimes happening, but what it does do, if a crime does happen, at least you have footage of... You often see the guard...
GDPR rules, Telethra will tell that apart.
Okay,
the bottom line is, and I understand we see CCTV being used to show somebody breaking into a shop. You see it on Crime Call, whatever. That's completely different because that is somebody's shop. They own the shop. They have a right to film inside their own shop. Okay?
Yeah, you don't own
that's
the,
completely different.
Jay doesn't own, he doesn't own his house for a start, but he doesn't own the lamppost outside his house.
What's that got to do with it?
Because you don't know. You don't own any.
Okay, can I ask you, Jason?
Because I don't own. I pay me rent every week. I keep my place clean. My neighbours keep their place clean. Guess what? We don't need CCTV. So I don't know where you're fucking living now.
Okay, here's the thing. The riots that happened in Dublin 2 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Most of the scumbags that carried out those riots, yeah? How are they caught?
They were caught by the CCTV inside most shops. In the shops.
Outside the shops, on the public streets in Dublin City Centre, not housing estates. They weren't caught on housing estates.
But had there been cameras in the housing estates...
How would you feel then, Jason, if your local...
He's another paranoid. Oh, I don't want Big Brother watching.
If the local authority was to tell you we're putting up CCTV all over the estate that you live in, how would you feel about that?
I'd ask them, why, because we don't have any crime. We're all actually pretty decent people. We're not this scum that he seems to think we are. What? I don't know where he gets this from. Because he pays an over-exorbitant price for a house with a fucking bank manager's laughing, he thinks he's some way better than me. How are you, pal?
No.
He thinks he's some way better than me.
No, sorry, nobody. I didn't refer to people in...
Although you always do. Like, your last comment there was, don't own your house. Does that actually make you feel like fucking Superman? That you look down on people in council houses and go, haha, he doesn't own his house. I ain't better than him.
No, it's nothing to do with that. Again, you completely missed it. You must have something in your ears.
You
were going on about, I don't want cameras outside, I don't want cameras here.
I just said I don't want to live in a surveillance estate. I just said we don't have robberies in our estate, so I live in a decent estate. But I just don't want to live in a surveillance estate. Because what happens when you change the rules? Sorry, Jerry, Adrian, I have to go because there's 4 customs officers coming down my truck now. What happens though when you change the rules then to what's allowed? Right, you're all in at 10 o'clock. And then it goes to social credits. It is coming down the line. It is coming from fucking China at the moment. But that's what we're aiming for. Do you want us all with one card in our pocket where everything we ever do was on it? Do you want us all on fucking camera? I mean, he's given us the best tracking device in the world, I call smartphones. I just thought, I think we're being too surveilled now, to be honest.
If a child went missing from your estate, you would be delighted that there was CCTV footage.
Dark hands, as you said, everybody has dark hands now.
And they do. And there's nothing you can do about that because that's their own private property, and they're entitled to. All right, go on, Jay. Go on, we'll let you go. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to get involved in this. Ed has been in touch.
I absolutely agree with your man there. CCTVs and cameras and all of that stuff would stop these messers, tramps, you name it, fiddling and messing around with people. Simple as. Put CCTVs, put cameras, everything. Scare them off.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Emma is giving her opinion.
Hey, lads. I'm in a new complex in South Dublin. And there is council apartments, there's rent-to-buy schemes, there's affordable rent, there's affordable buy, all in the same area. And we are crying out to the council and the guards, because there's cars being robbed, there's cars being broken into, there's electric bikes being robbed, there's really bad loitering going on. And we have no CCTV. And I think word has got out there that there is no CCTV. And we've had 5 cars robbed. I'm only living there not even a year now. I was one of the first to move in back last April. And since then, we've had 5 or 6 cars actually physically stolen. We've had probably a dozen break-ins, constant trouble, people trying to get into apartments. It's just an absolute nightmare, and there's not one bit of CCTV.
And obviously you believe, Emma, that if there was CCTV, it wouldn't have been as bad. Let me go to line one. And Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Katie. Well, would you like to see CCTV in every housing estate or every council estate?
Yeah, but my opinion is the little squirts would love to see it as well. They won't care what's watching them. They don't care. We used to have them up in our estate, and it used to be a target for stones and rocks and everything, and you'd knock it out again.
So you don't think it would act as a deterrent to little teenage scroats?
No. If dads aren't, if your parents aren't, if your neighbours aren't, a camera that they don't care about, that they have no consequence from, isn't going to deter anything.
And Jeremy, that is the point that I was making earlier on. I don't believe...
It's just going to give them something else to do when they're bored hanging around doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but lads, it's nothing. It's not to do with prevention. It's to do with actually being able to identify these people when they commit a crime.
Okay, How do you identify someone with a hood up and have a camera on?
Because they're cleverer now. They know there's a camera there. Oh, we better keep ourselves covered up.
Although probably if they're acting like what we used to do, delighted to be on camera because they know nothing's going to come up.
And that's exactly so. As we know, Jeremy, and this has been talked about many times on this podcast, teenagers get away with bloody blue murder because they know there's shag all going to happen to them in the courts.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Would you agree with that? So what difference does it make whether they're caught on camera or not?
Okay, but say for argument's sake, Casey, the traveller gang that were robbing the bikes from our basement car park, yeah?
Yeah.
That's,
they robbed them all, so there was none left to rob.
No, but no, it stopped because the word got around. And in fact, after this podcast, say everybody knows now, don't come into my estate, you'll be videoed within an inch of your life. But that's how, that was a direct result. That stopped because of a direct result of those cameras being put in.
But if you're talking...
I think you were lucky.
I think you were lucky as well. But if you talk about antisocial behaviour, if you had a problem in your estate with gangs hanging around and just causing mayhem...
They're not going to care.
The cameras aren't going to do anything. They're not going to solve it. And in fact, the original message said install them only in council estates, which I think is ridiculous because it's literally given off such a bad impression of council estates.
But why don't they do what they did in ours and pull in a great big massive armoured proper, not one of these little 4 foot nothing guards, put in proper guards, park it up, big massive, big armoured jeep thing was parked in the middle of ours and put 4 big bobbies in the middle of it and sit them there.
Okay, so you think it's a waste of time and money installing...
Waste of time, because these boys, whoever they are, will get caught on a camera.
Yeah,
the guards will call to the house and the parents will probably go, you can't prove that Bobby, you can't prove that Tim.
Yep,
see you
absolutely
later.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. I don't believe it would achieve anything. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for, and not to mention the invasion of your privacy. Let me just bring in a few more messages before we wrap this up. Mark, who was on earlier on, says I'm being paranoid.
Adrian, there's not someone in an office take a note of when you come and leave your house, who comes with you to the house. They'll be briefly watching, and if something antisocial or illegal happens, then they watch, then they focus, then they report. You just sound extremely paranoid.
Yeah, call me whatever you want, Mark. I don't want cameras outside my house. Trevor!
What's the idea, lads? Trevor here. Just want to try my two cents on this one about cameras in the downtrodden areas, the poor areas, the areas with the scum. Yes, I do agree with it. But I would also say put more cameras everywhere. Put an independent body in charge of those cameras. Maybe we catch more criminals, huh? Like, let's be honest. Remember the guy who was fucking stabbed in town? The only reason we saw that was because someone actually videoed it. So maybe there's more cameras, more deterrence, you know? Better high quality cameras. And let's be honest, especially in those areas.
All right.
Good show, lads.
Thanks very much indeed, Trevor. Steve?
Yeah, I totally agree with Adrian on this one. You don't want cameras outside your home. That's a personal space. And they'd be ripped down in a day or two. And anyway, with all the cameras that are around now, they're not doing anything to stop crime now, are they? So what's the point?
All right, Steve, a waste of time, effort and money. And finally, Jess.
Hi, yes, how are you? It's been a while. No, I don't see the point of that. I think it's money being thrown down the drain. Come here, we have crime call every week. The guards can't identify through CCTV. I think if people want to protect their own homes, get your own cameras. Government certainly won't be able to afford cameras in every council estate. But I am aware that most little small places like Dundrum Town Centre, Dunleary, Bray, there's a lot of Gardaí CCTV cameras already in place. And even from them, sure, we see them weekly on crime call. The guards still can't identify. I just think it's pointless. There's cameras in shops and banks and all of that, and they still get robbed.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed for your message. Nice to hear from you again after so long.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Before we go, we have a question to ask you.
Yes,
for another Opinions Matter travel mug, or what do you call it?
Give it to me for a second.
A reusable coffee mug.
Do what the influencers do. This wrecks my head. Give it to me for a second.
Okay, this is Jeremy the influencer.
Give me a piece of paper, right? Give me a piece of,
oh, you want the mug? Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know, guys, if you've ever seen influencers when they get something sent in to them for free.
Yeah.
And they lie about it and say it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
They tap their fingers on it. Try to let the girls do that. Sam, I just got a new cup delivered to me, and
what's the question today, Jeremy?
Stop tapping your fingers on the thing. Here's the question. About 15 minutes ago, I was talking about the holiday that Adrian went on today, or this year. What type of holiday did Adrian go on this year?
Oh, interesting question.
Well, it's not interesting.
Well, I know the answer, don't I? I was on the holiday.
You were on the holiday.
I was.
Yeah, it takes you to remember much of it.
If you know the answer to that question, send it by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with your name and get it into us by 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 12th of March. Thank you for being such a great influencer.
Stop doing that. Stop banging your fingers off the cup.
We'll catch you on the next episode.